Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody out there. Kaylin Patterson, Midwest Muscle, P4P Real Talk in the house. And this is a show that's been one in the making. I've been trying to get this fellow on here, and he's just one of those people that's just so busy. You don't even know how busy this man is. But first, this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now, let's talk. And I'm really excited about this fella because I've known him for a lot of years. You know, we go way back to the Gold's Gym days of Joliet, when it was just basically just people lifting and loving life and just, you know, building themselves up. And something that we had always talked about was natural lifestyle, the natural lifestyle of doing things and everything. And somewhere down the line, you know, this fella just got real passionate about it. And it kind of scared me because, you know, I was always kind of, you know, always on the other side of steroids where I didn't want to do it, nothing part of it. But when you hear somebody speaking more passionate than you, it's like, man, I never thought about that kind of life, you know, in that way. And this is just one of those gentlemen that just did that. And he you know, he lived it, he loved it, and he practiced what he preached. And that was something, you know, and you get some people that speak a natural lifestyle, but they don't live it. And it's just not a part of them, but they do it, you know, for whatever reason, money, you know, looks, stature, status, I don't know. But this man, Joe Perez, was just that guy. And then he did something that nobody expected, and that he started his own bodybuilding show, the Chi-Town Showdown. It blew up like crazy. And now it's basically the show in Illinois to get your name, to get your recognition, especially in the Chicago, Bolingbrook, Naperville, all of that area. It's just, that's where you get your name. It's almost like that basketball park, like Rutgers Park, like Pioneer Park, like the places in Chicago where you get your name. So without further ado, Joe Perez, please introduce yourself. Give us a little bio, and we'll go from there.
Well, hey, Kay, how you doing? This is Joe Perez. Kaylin's been trying to get me on the radio for a while now, and I finally took the time today to skip the gym and make the phone call and see what this radio show is all about. I've listened to it a couple times, probably about 20, 25, but who's counting? Anyways, what do you want to talk about, Kaylin?
Well, actually, I want to talk about stuff. There's some things that you did that for the show, but, you know, just as a person, you know, you're very driven. And that's obvious, and, you know, how busy you stay. And it's not, like, wasted busy time, like, doing, you know, stuff that's just not really helpful to you or your family. It's actually things that have increased you know, your family bond. And one of the things that I just adore about what you do is you involve your family in all facets of the Chi-Town Showdown. And you've also made sure that the family dynamic reached out into the audience as well as the competitors. What brought that about?
You know what, Kaylin, man, you know, we didn't even know what bodybuilding was. We just always prided ourselves on being natural weightlifters. We were stuck somewhere between bodybuilders and powerlifters. And then one day somebody said, hey, you know, you should think about doing a bodybuilding show. And we said, well, let's try a little bit of diet and see where we can go with it. And one thing led to another, and we started to see a little bit of tone and a little more diet, and next thing you know, there we were on stage. There I was on stage. It was actually my little brother and myself, and we kind of, you know, we fell in love with it. The first show I did, I took first place in, and they gave me this awesome trophy, and there were all these people, and it was a great time, but nobody got drug tested, and I was like, well, what's going on here? Then they're like, well, this, you know, nobody gets drug tested. I'm like, oh, well, I thought NABA stood for Natural Amateur Bodybuilding Association, which I came to find out that it stands for National Amateur Bodybuilders Association. And it's actually the biggest and oldest bodybuilding organization on the planet. They're everywhere. I mean, you could punch out places. They're in countries that I didn't even know existed. But anyways, then my second show, I said, well, if I did this good here, I'm going to compete in a natural show because we could probably do pretty good too. So we mm-hmm. went on to compete in the next show, which was the Nashville show, and to our surprise, like, nobody got drug tested, not one single person. And then they, you know, we got put all this time and effort in, and then they, for the minute we walked into the stage, we seen these bowling trophies, and I was like, oh, man, I was disheartened. You know, some people will say they don't do it for the trophy, and I probably don't do it for the trophy as much, but I kind of do it for the trophy, because every trophy I've ever won is probably hanging in my front room or the hallway, or except for those bowling trophies. I got those hidden in the closet. You know, I'm still proud of them, but I just, you know, we went on to compete. I went on to compete 11 to 12 times, and I just kept competing in these shows, and I was like, wow, what's going on? You know, no one's, why are they not drug testing, or how come they're only drug testing one person, or, you know, I'm not saying that I don't agree with the polygraph. I like the polygraph idea. It's good, but I just happened to actually compete in two shows where a couple of the guys failed, though. They passed the polygraph, but then, but luckily they were drug tested, because it was sort of obvious that they weren't natural. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, they were hot, so I was turned off by the polygraph testing. So I wanted to, I don't know what I wanted to do, but all I know is they offered me this show, and I said no. They offered it to me three or four times, and I kept saying no, no, no. And then my wife's like, well, maybe you should do it. You keep complaining about, you know, the promoters being ignorant and rude, or not answering your emails or your phone calls, or your this and your that, and you don't like the trophies. You know, why don't you do something about it? So,
mm-hmm.
you know, she put the bug in my brain, and then next thing you know, I said, you know what? I'll do it. Screw it. I'll do it. Let's see what we can do. And we started to put one thing in line with another, and started looking up swords and trophies. And the second show I competed in, which was the first natural show, I won the novice, mm-hmm. and I think 33 or 34 guys in that novice class. So that was the one I was the most proudest of.
Mm-hmm.
I actually won the overall that one. And they handed me this sword, and it was like, at the time I appreciated it. I thought, oh, this is cool, you know, until I seen it. You know, when I got home, I'm like, wait a minute, this is, they got this sword at Walgreens. You know, what's going on here? So we just, I just said, man, that's enough of that. Let's do it, you know, but we're going to go above and beyond. You know, I didn't like what I was seeing going on with the judges. I didn't like what was going on with the trophies. I didn't like the way I was getting treated as a competitor. You know, I'm the kind of guy that if I'm, you know, I would have expected to walk in and get at least a handshake, or, you know, hey, how you doing? My name is this, or my name is that, from the promoter or something, you know, and he just kind of, most of the promoters usually at that time gave you their backs, or just weren't even at registration, or just, you know, they were treating competitors like they were doing you a favor. So when we started the show together, we put it as, you know, if this is the competitor show, we're doing it for you. You know what I mean? We're gonna have the baddest trophies on the market. We're gonna have the best swords
on the planet.
We're gonna go above and beyond. We're gonna go above and beyond for judges. You know, we're gonna make sure that every judge we get, you know, is some type of national level competitor. You know, has been on the stage, knows what what's going on out there. You know, we tried doing everything we could to just make a great show, and I can't take credit for that show, because it's a lot of people put a lot of work and effort into that show. I mean, I got five brothers and sisters who, you know, devote a lot of time into that show, an unbelievable amount.
Yes, they do.
You know, come the day of the show, I show up. I mean, the high school don't even need to put people on. I just show up with 35, 40 people to help, and everything just gets done fast. And, you know, when we're finished, we take great care of the auditorium. We try to take as good care. We take as great a care of the competitors as they can. I try to answer all emails, all, you know, phone calls. Most of the time I'm actually at work with a welder in one hand and my iPhone in my other, and I'm answering emails. But I make sure I try to answer every single one. If I don't know the answer, you know, I do what I can to get the answer and get back to the competitor. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, as far as, you know, taking credit for the show, there's a lot of people that put a lot of, even you, Kalen, have done a lot for the Chi-Town Showdown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's because of what
you put, when you put your heart into it like that, you can't help but get that kind of support, because people see where you're coming from. I mean, you didn't just say you wanted better, you did better. And, you know, anyone that's worth their salt can recognize a hard worker. And somebody that's saying, you know, I'm going to get behind what I say, and it would be so much easier if you guys would get behind me and help. And, you know, it's easy to do. Like I said, we've got years, so, you know, it didn't bother me. But there was something that you said from day one that I had to respect. You know, it's like a lot of people heard it and they were shocked that you said it. But you were just being honest because you were talking to your brother, you know, and you said that you hoped that I never won unless I came on stage, on your stage, looking my best. And, you know, I just fell in love with that because that was something that real people need to hear honestly. And, you know, when you said that, I wasn't offended and it didn't hurt. I appreciated that you thought that well of me to feel that. And, you know, you feel that way for everybody that competes. You should be at your best when you're competing. Yeah. So, you know, when you said all those things, I couldn't help but be in your corner because that's mad love and mad respect for you to say those things and really be saying it, you know, to mean it because you want a good show and you want people to be entertained, but you also want good competition because that's what it's about. And, I mean, just think about that. When you ball all that up, that can't help but be but a good show because everybody's there knowing why they're there. You know, you don't have the cowbell, you don't have the cattle call, and you don't have somebody with the, you know, the cattle prod basically sticking you in your behind and running you all over God's creation and cussing you out as they do it.
Yep. Yes, sir. You know, one of the things that does bug me a little bit as far as promoting the show is sometimes I kind of feel that sometimes it seems like natural bodybuilders are the ones that are killing it for other natural bodybuilders because I get a lot of feedback from the show, you know, and sometimes it's negative. It's mostly positive, and usually the negative feedback is from people that didn't compete or didn't place where they thought they should have placed, and right away I get the, oh, he's not natural. How can he be natural? I'm natural, and I'm not as big as him. That drives me the craziest, you know. Sometimes I don't know where these guys can come up with this stuff, you know, then I try to go on and explain to them about muscle maturity and diet and proper nutrition and, you know, it's what it's all about. You know, it's not just going to the gym or the diet. Some people got it confused. They think they could do either or. That's one of the things that confuses me. They think that, oh, okay, well, I'm gonna go to the gym for 6 months and then I'm gonna take off for 2 months and then I'm gonna go to the gym for a month and then I'm gonna take off and then I'm gonna work out every other day and then gym. Sometimes I'm gonna work out. Sometimes I'm gonna talk. And then they decide to do a show, you know, and then they start getting ready for the show and then they say, oh, I was flat on stage. And, you know, I was flat or them other guys weren't, they couldn't have been natural because how could I go to the gym and not look like them? Well, if you did your homework, you know, and you paid attention to the way these macros are being counted and the attention that's being paid to the diet, and it's all about the nutrition, you know, or then you got the other guys that are in the gym that say, well, I work out every day and I run. I shouldn't need to diet and I can't get as ripped up as, you know, some of you guys, some of these new natural guys. So there's no way they can be natural. And I'm like, well, you know how ignorant you sound right now saying that? Because you don't have a clue of what goes into natural bodybuilding. I'm not saying that not natural bodybuilding is any easier. I'm just saying that, you know, natural bodybuilding, it's hard. It's not, you know, most of us have jobs, families, wives, kids, you know, and going to the gym and prepping meals and every 3 hours eating and making sure you don't miss a meal and getting your water in and, you know, all of your supplements. And, you know, God forbid you miss a meal. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's cold day out. You know, and that was just one of the things that I wanted to make sure we got in on the show. But what do you think of that?
I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because that JB, which is a, you know, JB, he's a P for P guy, and he always talks about how we eat our own, and it shouldn't be that way. Where instead of saying, you know, I appreciate and respect what he's done or she's done, you say, oh, well, I can't lose to them unless they're not natural. And that's something that, you know, we do need to address in the natural community because it is a valid point. You know, how do you say that somebody worked harder than you, dieted better, and now they cheated because they did everything right? That's kind of backwards.
Yep. Yeah, I see it happen a lot. I see guys that walk into the gym and they decide to do a show and, you know, they say, oh, I've been working out for, you know, 8 months and I want to, you know, get on a little diet and do a bodybuilding show. I said, well, maybe you should work out for like another year or so, you know, put on a little muscle maturity and then compete in the show and you'll do better. I never tell people to just compete I never tell someone not to compete. You know what I mean? But I try to give them the best advice that I can. And if,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes it's, in someone's opinion, might not be good advice, I give them the advice that I would want to hear. Well, however you want to call it. You call it, you know, mean, whatever. Whatever you want to say. But that's what I would want to hear. I would want to hear the truth. And, you know, like I said,
yeah.
I've seen it before. But nothing drives me crazier than that. I mean, you get, every now and then you'll get the other guys, the other side, that like to say, oh, there's no way. I was at your show. I heard this a couple times this week at the gym. I was at your show last year. If you're going to tell me that those guys were natural, and I said, whoa, there you go. There you go with that. I said, come on, man. Don't start. You know, I don't like hearing stuff like that. And it's just, it's not a good thing to hear that from ignorant people. You know, that don't have a clue what they're talking about. They just, you know, just want to run their mouth and talk about things that they have no idea about. You know,
not even a clue.
We get some great, great competitors show up at the Chi-Town Showdown, and everybody comes in shape. You know, and it's just,
yeah,
that's how bodybuilding shows are. You know, but.
Well, you know, all right, you know, I'm glad you said that, because you and I both know Chris Wells, and you have seen the hard work he's put in. You've seen him bust his butt, and from one year to another, he made some good changes. And then, you know, they
he
said,
sure
well,
did.
That's not natural, but then you know he is. But then you see somebody like Chris Salgado, and he came in even better. So when they say that, I'm thinking you're taking away all that hard work, all that good diet, all that prep, everything they've done to basically bring out what natural bodybuilding is all about. And then you have that where it's taken away all in a bad piece of ignorance because somebody's saying, well, there's no way you can do that. You don't know until you actually go through it or watch people go through it. I said, if you do that grind that everybody's talking about, you know, Sonny Akibe, Lee Kirkwood, all these guys are talking about a grind that most people on a natural state don't understand that. I talk about that all the time. I said, just because you don't see it as normal doesn't mean it's not natural, because honestly, they are going above and beyond a normal way of living.
Yes, sir. You know, and well, you know, we've had, this is going to be our fifth year. So far, everything's gone great with the show. We haven't had anybody fail a drug test yet, you know, and I'm not going to say I don't want anybody to fail the drug test, but I can't wait for the day that it happens, because I'm going to be the guy that sets that example. You know what I mean? I'm going to show up at their door, and I'm going to knock on the door. I want the trophy and the sword back now. You know, it's how it should be. You know what I mean? But as of yet,
I know you'll do it.
So far,
I'm laughing because I know you'll do it.
But I know what it takes to be a natural bodybuilder. I've been there. I competed for darn near 4 years straight, nonstop, and just, you know, now I took a little break. Just try to, you know, spend a little more time with my family, and you would not believe how much work goes into this Chi-Town Showdown, but that's a whole other ballgame. But getting back to the next part, yeah, I can't. We'll see what happens. If, you know, I mean, we have the two police officers and a registered nurse to show up to do the drug testing. You know, we've gone through hell and high water to get those darn drug tests. If only everybody knew what goes on to put on one of these shows. It's not easy. You know, and then we got the guys like, you know, Leif Anderson, awesome guy, one of my favorite prep coaches. You know, he's a very nice guy. He's a great, great person. And his wife, Stephanie, they're just very humble and just great people. You know, so I know they're gonna go far with what they got going. They're doing a great thing. And now Brian McCabe, he's bringing that the Windy City Naturals. That looks like it's gonna be amazing.
Yes.
I almost wish I'd have started my diet a little bit sooner so that I could compete on that one. Our original goal was to compete at Leafs show this year, but that kind of got pushed back with work because we just happened to, you know, get stuck with 10 to 12 hour days this summer. And, you know, in our line of work, we're union construction workers. So you got to take it. You can't leave it. You know, if you leave, if you turn down the overtime, you don't get it tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
We just, I just focused this year on work and still, you know, still did everything to get this show ready to go. And, you know, here we are. You know, it's 12 weeks away.
Well, man, you are kicking butt, and I just want you to know that, man. And I'm really proud of what you've done. You're staying power with it. You know, I'm glad you're one of those people that has a strong fortitude, mental fortitude, where you didn't crack under pressure when people were trying to get you to change and do things. And even when, you know, they were screaming politics, and I thought that was so funny because, like I said, I knew from day one what you had told me, and it just tickled me when they say, oh, because there's some kind of relation to Joe or somebody he knows, that's why they won. And I thought that was the biggest joke in life, and I was shocked that people actually took that seriously.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing's for sure, Kaylin, I told you before, I'm going to get a shirt made up that says, I'm just the promoter. You know? I'm just the promoter. Any questions or concerns, call Kimmy Arnone. She'll put you in your place. That's my sister, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
Too.
Yeah.
We should have got her on the phone with us.
Oh, yeah.
I never thought about it.
I've been trying to get her on, too, and she's a busy person, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Des.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. I'm actually here now.
Oh, wow. Hello. Oh, man, 30 minutes went by already. Darn.
It did. I'm sorry I'm so late, guys. But that's winter in Iowa for you. So, but I've been listening to you guys on the way in, and I just have to say, I know I'm kind of jumping in out of nowhere, but just so impressed on what a family affair this whole show is and how you're all tied in to making it work.
Oh, yeah, no, it's all family and friends, and it's just, you know, and everybody gets all excited about putting the show together. It's not like, you know, everyone, the day of the show is, people actually want, I actually have to tell people, you know what, you can, you know, we don't, there's no more room for help. Everybody wants to be a part of it. It's something great. It's something special. The Chi-Town Showdown is a great show. You know, I think it's what kicked everything off. You know, it's changing the game. That's what it set out to do, and that's what it's doing. So it already accomplished everything that I wanted it to.
And that's awesome. So tell us about, so family affair, all family is involved in the show. You know, wives, kids, cousins, how are they all tying in here? And how are you guys all balancing this with your everyday life?
Well, my sisters and my sister-in-law help with all the paperwork. They help me with all the getting everything ready for the judging packets. Because what a lot of people don't realize is, the thing with NABBA, we talked about this earlier, is it stands for National Amateur Bodybuilding Association. They're setting up two more national shows on the East Coast, and that'll be kicking off, I think, in 2017. But or the end, they're shooting for the end of 16, but I'm not foreseeing them coming until 2017. But Oh, sorry about that. I should have hit the mute button on my phone. They, I'm over here talking. I'm like, oh, man. Anyways.
Nobody wanted to say anything because they were like, all right, what just happened?
When did I stop? Where did it cut off? My ear hit the mute button. I'm over here talking. I'm like, what the heck?
Well, that's okay. Quieter. Kaylin does it. Kaylin does that often. You're not alone.
Well, what did you guys hear up to?
What did I do?
We're talking about hitting the mute button, which you like to do. Where did you leave off?
The thing with
East Coast.
They got the shows on the East Coast, and they don't. I cater more toward the natural side of it, but luckily, the good thing is with the Natural Bodybuilding Alliance, you know, the pros and the drug tested shows can compete in, say, DFAC or the INPA, and but they don't do. You know, I'm the president of NABBA for this region, so I have to do everything. I don't have no, it's my sisters, my brothers, my cousins. We do it all. We do all the paperwork. We do everything. We add up all the scores. We do all we make all the badges from scratch. You know, we hand pick all the swords, all the trophies. I get a little bit of advice from this guy, a little bit of advice from that guy. I call my sister for this. I call my other sister for that. You know, while the show is going on, the scores are getting tallied up in the back by two people that are sitting all by themselves. I mean, one class comes off the stage, and them two people in that room know who placed where already. So if there's, you know, if there's something missed by a judge or something, it gets handled right away. And
awesome.
Yeah, but you know, my brothers are my older brother and his wife. They, you know, they do tickets at the door, and they come and help me put tags on the trophies. And you know, ordering the trophies is a nightmare in itself. Anyone that promotes a bodybuilding show that tells you that it ain't stressful, I would call them a liar, because it you know, there's a lot of effort that goes into putting shows together.
Oh, most definitely.
It's like putting on a wedding. No, it's nothing like putting on a wedding, because when you're putting on a wedding, you're only putting it on for a husband and wife. When you're putting together a show and you want it to be a great show, you're putting it together for a large group of people, like incredibly large. And some of the things that can happen, you know, during, you can call it prep for a promoter, because, I mean, I've had it before where a month before the show, I get a call from the auditorium telling me, hey, you can't have that date no more because with all the cold days, we had to push graduation back a weekend. So you're going to have to pick a new date. And so, well, that don't work for
man.
Me. Or for a lot of people that have, you know, hotel rooms booked and plane tickets bought and, you know, people coming in from overseas. And so, you know, they worked with me and we got everything squared away, but that was like the longest weekend of my life. We've had it before where the drug tests, we always had to wait till the last minute to order the drug tests because you never know how many you're going to need, and they're expensive. So
mm-hmm.
yes, we order them as we go. And the last time, the year before last, we learned a hard lesson because two weeks before the show, at the deadline, we ordered a couple extra kits, and there was the big fires in California, and they just happened to be sweeping around the clinics that mail out these drug tests, so they couldn't get them to me. So I had to talk to their CEO and explain to him how important that those drug tests were. I said, listen, if I don't have those drug tests by Friday, you know, I'm in a lot of trouble. I have to have them. You know, we have to figure something out. So they did, you know, they did what they had to do, and they pulled a miracle and got me the drug test. But, you know, when I called them, I was sincere, and I explained to them, you know, what was going on, and I told them about bodybuilding and prep and diet and how ornery people can get. And you know, they worked with me. We figured it out. They had them overnighted, and I got them. But I mean, that's just to say a few things. That's just a
wow.
few.
Wow. Sounds like quite the ride. So,
oh, yeah.
I know. And, you know, a big part of that, what you said, ordering the trophies is kind of a pain in the butt, which, you know, all of the competitors, we always get excited about the trophies that we see. What is the process? How did you pick swords? And what goes into hand-picking each one?
Well, I looked at what I would like if I competed. If I competed on that stage, what would I want? Would I want that sword, or would I want this sword? Or would I want this sword? Oh, wait, return it. Return all of it, because I found these other swords over here that are better. I mean, I drive, my sisters and brothers help me out every step of the way, but I drive them crazy. You could ask any one of them. I should have got them on the phone. I mean, there have been times they would just come, hey, sit down, count to 10, you know, do what you got to do, but calm down. If Caitlin's been around, he's seen it. It gets, I mean, you know, from you know, the trophy's got to be tagged individually. You know, the trophy's got to be, when the trophies get to my house, I have to unload and inspect every single trophy. Now multiply that by 120 trophies, and you know they're popcorn real tight for safety. You know, and so I mean, there's been times I came home from work and there's 50 cases on my front lawn. My neighbors are looking at me like I'm crazy. So what I normally do is I get all the kids from the neighborhood and I have them. I say, hey, everybody, come over. I'm going to open the boxes, I'm going to pull the trophies out, I'm going to take them out of the bags, and I'm going to hand them to you. You walk them downstairs and put them on the table, carefully, one at a time, not two, one. And then, you know, that gets done, and then banners, I mean, swords, the banners, the trophies, you know, tickets, bracelets, you know, and then, you know, counting on the judges. We got a great, great panel of judges that I know I can count on. They're all extremely smart individuals. They've all competed at some point at a national level, and, you know, they love it. They love it as well. They look forward to it. They, you know, I don't even have to ask them. I just say, let us know when the date is, and you know, we'll all be there. And we're gonna have two new judges this year, so we're gonna we're gonna try to end up with 9 judges. We're gonna see how that works. But
wow,
we're gonna have a couple of judges.
That's a first. I didn't even know about that.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna try to, you know, hopefully it helps out a little bit with the, because another topic I would like to touch base on real quick is the picture taking. Nothing. I tell the competitors at the morning meeting, please, 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 don't compare yourself in pictures after the morning show, because you never know what, you know, this guy could be breathing, you know, he could be breathing out or not holding his pose when you're holding your pose. And so, you know, you really got to really count on these judges. I give everybody their information, their Facebook accounts, their email addresses, from almost their phone numbers if they want them, if they ask me for them. And, you know, the judges understand that. They have to, you know, if a competitor calls them, they got to be there for them. You know, what can I work on? What didn't you like? What did you like? Why did this guy? Why did that guy? But, you know, that's what they're there for. That's why they're the judges. But I know I can count on them, and I know the competitors can count on them. And if I was up there competing, I know that, you know, they would be 100% accurate as to what they were judging. And, you know, they're all very humble. And like I said, everybody that helps out at the show loves to help out at the show. It's like they all look forward to it. Everybody always wants to know where the second show is. And I tell them, man, I go nuts with the first show. What are you talking about, a second show? I like keeping all the apples in one basket. Like I said, we just try to create a great event, and so far so good. And, you know, as long as everything stays as good as it's staying, the show will be here for the rest of my life.
So let's talk about that a little bit. I know that, you know, I've heard a lot of great things about your show. I have yet to actually get to one, but I plan on doing that soon. But the impression that I get is that you have really taken a lot of time and care in planning how you would want a show to be. And a lot of that is based on what you would want to see as a competitor, I'm sure, but what you've heard from other competitors. I mean, how did you decide to start the Chi-Town Showdown and the particular format that you wanted to have in place when you put it together?
Well, like I said earlier, the first show that we competed in happened to be a NABBA show, and the trophies it was like nothing I'd ever seen, and they were Niels Andersen trophies, and they were nice, and the swords were cool, and, you know, we had the time of our lives, so that's what we expected at the second show. Well, then we showed up at the second show, and it was nothing like that. And then the third, and fourth, and fifth, and sixth, and seventh, and eighth, and so on. And we were like, man, this is, you know, we got to the point where we started looking at shows, last year's pictures, the prior year's pictures, to you know, go checking out the trophies and swords and seeing what was out there. Because, I mean, some people will say, I don't do it for the trophy. Well, I mean, your body is your trophy. That's one of our number one mottos. But I do it for the trophy. I'm very proud of every trophy I've ever won. I have every, like I said, every single one of them is hanging up. Except for the bowling trophies. Those are in the closet with the sword. But, you know, it was a tough call at first, you know, but I had, you know, my friends and family, and my one of my good friends, Jason, he happens to own Nutrition Direct, and he said, hey, man, you know, he said, I can, if you're really thinking about doing this, I can help you, you know. He said, I know a lot of sponsors. I know a lot of people that would be willing to probably participate in sponsorship for the show. I know all the supplement companies. And I said, well, let's give it a shot. So, you know, I knew I had a lot of friends and family and pretty awesome people backing me. So I figured, what do we have to lose? You know, let's do it. We give all the athletes what they want, and you can't lose.
True.
That's true. And now, one of the things that I was just one of those, like, eye-popping, is like you said you were going to get swords, but it was like, oh, my God, it was like Conan the Barbarian, and then the individual trophies were so unique, I couldn't compare them to anything because I'd never seen a trophy like that.
I tell you what, Kaylin, somebody that's competed in any one of the Chi-Town Showdowns needs to look up them swords. They need to look up how hard they are to attain. You can't. Every year, it's harder and harder to match the swords from last year because those are Kit Ray or Gil Hibben designs, which are, you know, they're top-notch swords. They're all beautiful. They're all custom, fantasy-type, you know, swords that you just hold on to and just, you know, they give you that proud feeling, you know. And I have a lot of fun choosing the swords. That's probably one of the most fun times I have. Growing up, I just always been big into nunchucks and crazy stuff like that, and so that's the most fun I had, was picking out swords, and those always seem to be the blingiest, you know, most attractive part about the stage is them swords. I love the way they look. I mean, they're pretty much mine until the day of the show. So I hate to see them leave, but I love to watch them walk away. You know what I mean?
Yes. Well, there's another thing that I enjoyed, and you know, this is before I even competed, you know, just helping you out, and that was backstage. You know, yours was one of the first shows where I'd been backstage, and there wasn't all the yelling, the screaming, the cattle prod running. You know, it was more, like you said, when people want to be there and help, the atmosphere is so different. And you said it when you set that, not set it, but you set it when you said at the beginning, you know, I want everybody to enjoy it. I want everybody to have fun. And then you set out the process to make sure that happened. And, you know, I'm just in love with your family. And, you know, Jamie's kids, too, because, you know, they're just, they're so much part of the show, you forget that they're basically volunteers to be there because they're helping out so much to do everything. Now, has that always been the family Perez dynamic? I mean, is that something that you had to have in your show in order to feel like it was yours?
Oh, yeah, everything. From day one, it's always been that way. I mean, we're a pretty tight family. You know, my brothers and sisters, we like to call ourselves the Fab Five because we really don't do anything without each other. You know, everything gets done. It's always a group decision, you know, even vacations. We can't even go on vacation without making a group decision. But, yeah, you know, and from the drug testing, the police officers that show up, those happen to be my cousins. And the registered nurse that shows up, she happens to be my niece. You know, the front door, the ticket takers are my brother and sister-in-law. Ushers happen to be my nieces, you know, and there's a lot of us. And I got a lot of great friends, too, that, you know, show up to help out. And it's just a great time. All this work goes into, just like being a competitor, it's the same thing. All this work goes into for that one day, and then it's over, you know, which leads me to another topic I would have liked to touch base on, which is, you know, where you get some of these guys are coming out saying that they'd like to see a wham bam show where you show up, register, compete, you get your trophy, you go home. I don't ever want to see that. I mean, I would say this for any competitor: you put so much time and work and effort into competing. Why would you want it to be over in 4 or 5 hours? You know, I mean, make it last as long as it can. If it could last the whole day, it's got to last the whole day. But you know, all that time and work and money you put into it, get everything you can out of it. You know, That's what I would want. I wouldn't want, you know, I could see where, you know, some trainers, some coaches would want to see it, you know, go shorter because they want to get in and out. But as the competitor, no, that's not, no. You want as much stage time as you possibly can. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You put all the work in, that's your stage now. Do own it. Do as much, every minute you have to be on that stage, be on it. Because you never know what tomorrow might bring, you know? So.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, and the fans and the people that come to watch the show, they want to see you. They want to see their people up on stage, too. I mean, and that's as much a part of it as the competitor stage time. And I think sometimes as competitors, we lose sight of that.
Yep.
Yes.
No doubt.
That's true. But there's also something that Joe does that, and I'm telling you, he set the standard. And the reason why I've been talking so much about the Chi-Town Showdown is because there were so many new ideas and new entities that were just brought out from that. And one of the things he did at basically the halftime of his show is invited family up on stage to take pictures with the competitors. And that kind of got me because it's usually like everybody get out the venue, everybody do this, that, and whatever. He set that time aside so everybody wasn't rushed. You did get the family time, and you do get that time to share in that moment, like Joe was saying, because it you figure a lot of us, all right, yes, we're going to do another show. But some of these people, this is the one show that changed their life, and they're never doing another one because they got to get back to the reality that they know. So this was that bucket list show. They looked their best, and all right, they actually competed and won. And then you got 30 seconds to enjoy it, and then you're out. I was just like, well, wait a minute. This is so different. It's like groundbreaking stuff every time I turn around. And I'm like, where did this guy come up with that? Because, like I said, I knew him when we were at Gold's Gym, and we talked about things, but it was never to the depths that he was actually getting at the show.
Yep.
Yes. You there?
Oh, no, I'm here.
Okay, I thought you checked out.
I didn't touch the mute button. I'm still here.
That was just that awful.
Sorry, we won't let that happen again. That's my biggest fear: is the silence on the show. We'll keep it going.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to interrupt.
And I know I was way late, so I apologize if you guys already touched on this, but I just have to ask. I want to briefly hear the story, and I'm taking like 10 steps back from where we are now, but I am just so in love with the picture of you as a teenager on the beach of Puerto Vallarta making your own weights out of coffee cans.
Yep.
As the beginning
well,
of your love affair with bodybuilding. And I just want to hear more about that, because that it just ties in so much better to, or so much more into where you are now and all the passion that you put into your shows and, you know, and you're competing yourself.
Yeah. Well, it started, I was about to turn 15, and my parents retired, and they bought a house in Puerto Vallarta, and we had to go with them. And, you know, they just up and moved the whole house. They just moved everything out there, and my dad bought a house, and there we were, you know, living in a different country and with, you know, meeting new people. And when we got there, we couldn't even speak the language. We actually learned how to speak Spanish while living in Mexico, going to school out there. But I just happened to meet, you know, I met this guy on the beach. His name was Phil Mancini. He was an older gentleman, and he was ripped, big as a house, you know, and at the time he seemed big as a house to me. And, you know, he was just a great guy, and he invited us all over to his house, and he had a real nice big house with a big gym in it. We went there, and he was hitting the speed bag and curling some dumbbells, and he's like, "Yeah, you guys, come on, hit some weights, you know, hit some weights, and curls for the girls." And we're like, "Okay, you know, let's try it." One thing led to another, and the next thing you know, he just happened to be one town over from my dad's house, and he couldn't always pick us up, and we couldn't always four-wheel over to his house. So, you know, I was just a bored teenager. I got some Hills Brothers coffee cans and got some concrete, some sand from the beach, and, you know, made some weights with some PVC pipe. And I took 2 2x4s and 4 buckets and made a bench. And eventually, you know, I was squatting it and benching it and curling it, and it just got too light. And I'm like, well, I don't want to, you know, I can't do this with more cans, because at the time it didn't seem that easy to, you know, put a hole in a can, a nice perfect round hole to stick it through the stick. So I just happened to glance over, and I'm like, well, what if I take some of them buckets? That would probably be too heavy for me. You know, at the time, now I'm 15. I could see a little bit of cut in my arm, so I was excited, and I decided to cut the buckets in half, perfectly exact same way, and went back to the beach, got some more sand, and stole some more cement from my dad, and I actually counted pebbles as I was throwing them into this 5 gallon bucket, mixing cement, and tried to make sure they were exact same weight, and got a little stronger, and then I got some leg weights, and then when I turned 18, my parents decided they were bored. We were all bored at the beach, and we moved back, you know, back to Chicago, and I never stopped working out. As soon as we got back to Chicago, I was just freshly turned 18. I signed up at Bally's Total Fitness on 95th Street in Oak Lawn, and with one of my other friends, and I remember we'd go there and work out, and we'd see all the big guys, and, you know, at the time I didn't know, I couldn't have told you who was natural and who wasn't natural. I wouldn't even have guessed it. All I knew was some of these guys were big, and I wanted to be big like them, so I was working out. I was going to drink the protein shakes. I remember we went straight to GNC, and I bought a big, gigantic, well, it wasn't even gigantic. My friend bought the big, gigantic bucket of weight, and I bought this little tub of IsoPure at the time. And it was like $40 for this little bitty. They didn't even have a big one yet. They just had the little one. And it was like $40, and I'm like, man, I'm going to drink this tub of protein, I'm going to be big. Well, now, you know, it went on, and time went on and on and on, and 97,000 buckets of protein, and the next thing you know, we were stuck somewhere between, you know, powerlifters and bodybuilders. You know, we felt, you know, chubby, but we thought, you know, we looked big, and then we decided to go on a diet because we wanted to look good in a costume for Halloween. So we dieted a little bit and started to see a little cuts in our arms and started to see some of the fat shed off, and we'd already been working out for 15 years, so, you know, why not keep going? You know, just keep dieting and see what happens. And then next thing you know, a couple people from the gym said, hey, you know, you guys should think about competing in a show. You know, and we're like, oh, no, we'd never do that. Are you kidding me? I would never get on stage in a bikini. Ugh. I remember my first show when I showed up. I walked back there with the guy that was helping me at the time, Gino Lofredo, and he said, okay, take your pants off. And I'm looking around. I'm like, right here in front of everybody? And he's like, well, yeah, you're about to be on stage in front of 1,000 people. Yeah, take your pants off. I had my posing trunks underneath. But I remember looking around like, well, I didn't really want to, but I'm like, okay. You know, and then by the second or third show, we were the guys walking around, you know, in our backstage in our bikini like it was normal. And it is normal, but to a fresh person who's never competed before, it could be, you know, it could be a little overwhelming at first. But
yeah,
looked around.
Been there.
But that's how it all set off. That's how the stage got set, pretty much.
So, and you're talking about when you first got to the gym, you know, you're looking around and seeing all the other men there, and you didn't know if they were natural or they weren't natural. But, I mean, what helped you decide that you wanted to go the natural route? Was it just the first show that you came in contact with and that's where you stayed, or it was more of a conscious decision of what you wanted?
I really don't know. I think it was more just of a conscious decision of what we wanted. When we first started competing at Five Star Fitness, there weren't many people that competed there, and we didn't, at the time we just prided ourselves on being natural. Like, oh yeah, you know, we don't take steroids. We don't take nothing performance enhancing. My brother and I are kind of known as like the barbarians, because, you know, we do a lot of wrestling around at the gym and arguing and fighting, but that's just what we do. That's just, we motivate each other, and we're definitely not playing around. You know, we work hard, and one thing led to another, like I said, and somebody said, hey, you guys should do a show, and okay, let's do it. And it just happened. At the time, we didn't know the difference between, we just thought, okay, cool, I have a lot of friends, and I've had a lot of friends that, chose to go the performance enhancing route, and we just chose not to. And, here we go. That's part of the reason how the show got brought to my attention was, it's kind of a touchy story, but the people that used to sell, we're sort of known in our gym to sell the stuff, they kept offering it to us, us being the louder guys, the bigger guys. We're like, no, we're not bigger, but, we were heavier set guys. Like, no, we always turned them down. And, oh, yeah, no, I got this special. No. Oh, we got this super good deal. No. Oh, why not? Because, and it just got to the point where we were proud to say no.
Yeah.
I don't want it. For what? I remember one time Phil Mancini explained to me about the way he said about steroids was, he said, look, it'd be like getting a job, because if you get a job tomorrow and you're making $10 an hour and you're working 40 hours a week, and then you get a check for $400 at the end of the week, you're going to appreciate it. But now you go back to that same job working 40 hours, but now you're making $15 an hour and you're only working 30 hours a week. He said, and now at the end of the week, you're making more money and you're working less. And so now, would you want to go back to that job and work more hours and make less money? Or would you want to just, for the rest of your life, he made it seem like it was very, like, he put it, the addicting part of it, into perspective to where, if you do get on it and you start to see awesome results or faster results, you're not going to ever want to come off it. And that kind of stuck to us. So then when these people, started coming around with this, they were looking for someone to throw a natural NAVA show. They were trying to bring NAVA strong to, this side of the state. And they came to me and said, hey, man, when they said they were looking for somebody natural, somebody that's not playing around, you and your brother were the first ones we thought about. And that's pretty much how it kicked off. And I said no. I've seen how much work went into, them putting on a show. And one thing led to another, and by the third or fourth time they asked me, I said, okay, yeah, let's do it. And we just took it, the bull by the horns, and ran with it. There was no 1, 2, 3. The minute I decided to do it, I knew what I wanted. I knew I was going to, I'm like, I'm going to get the baddest trophies on the planet. I'm going to go to hell in high water for the
And you did. And you did.
Bracelets. We're going to answer all the competitors' questions. We're going to have smiles on our faces. We're going to love doing it, because this is what we want to see. So it was actually fun. It's fun. A lot of time effort goes into the show, but I'm not complaining about it at all. It's a lot of fun. Come the day of the show, it's a proud moment to be able to say, we all put this together. This was a joint venture. Look what we did. Look at the smile on everybody's faces, and you look around. It's an incredible crowd, and we did this. Going from one day there was no show to the next day we just decided, hey, we came from nowhere. There was no NAVA Natural. Nobody knew who it was. Nobody knew anything about it. We just sitting around talking about names and which we did Chicago show. And we thought about some Windy City stuff, and then just Chi-Town Showdown just stuck. And it's, oh yeah, Chi-Town Showdown, that sounds great. And next thing I was on the computer making a logo, and I went back and forth. But that logo, I don't know if you got a chance to look at the logo, but it's a bodybuilder with two girls on the side. And when I sent the logo to the company and told them what I wanted, the first one they sent me was like a fat guy, like a German sword, with like a tight, like a powerlifter's type of suit, holding up a barbell with round balls and two what looked like to be strippers next to him. And I'm like, no, I can't. That's not what I want. And we went back and forth for a long time, probably. I bet you we went back and forth for a month and a half. until finally I said, boom, that's it right there, Chi-Town Showdown. I said, now just find a way to put natural in the middle and, you know, not mess around with any of the buildings or the guy and the girls. We got it. And boom, next thing you know, we were getting shirts and doing this and doing that. And here we go. It's still nonstop. I mean, it takes the whole year goes into putting this show together.
Now, I got to put this out there because I was just surprised about it because, you know, like I said, you started out with one-of-a-kind trophies. And I know there have been people that have approached you to purchase them instead of competing for them. And your response is just classic Joe Perez, and I'll let you share that.
What's that?
When they asked you about buying one of the trophies instead of competing to get one?
Oh, yeah. No, I told no. So you can't. No, they're not for sale. They're for next year. You know, we try to buy a couple extra because you never know. You know, one might break in transition or somebody might show up. You always got to have for top five. So if you only get three competitors, you're going to end up with a couple extra. And everybody, you know, you get a guy or two that always wants to buy a trophy. And no, they're not for sale. You got to win it. You got to win them on stage.
It's earned, but, not given.
Yeah, no, they're earned. And, but even from, like, banners and, you know, every year we try to go with different banners because, you know, there's always different sponsors and this or that. But so far everybody's stuck with us, and it's going to be another great year. You know, I can't wait. It's going to be here before we know it, that's for sure. We're going to blink, and it's going to be, boom, Chi-Town Showdown.
So what do you envision?
Go ahead, Dave.
What do you envision for the future? What's the next wave up for Chi-Town Showdown?
Well, you know, that's every year gets harder and harder to put the show together because we're always trying to outdo what we did last year, and it's hard. You know, and we're going back and forth with NABBA right now. We're trying to get them to let us. You know, why can't the Chi-Town Showdown have a pro show? Why can't we have? I mean, last year we had almost a dozen professional natural bodybuilder bikini or figure girls from other organizations that came out to compete at the Chi-Town Showdown. You know, so why not? Why not have a pro level show and offer a cash prize? You know, but it'd be a little confusing right now because NABBA's they're trying to go half the organization's drug tested and half's not drug tested, and right now they only have one pro event and it just happens to be on the non drug tested side. So they say that it'd be a little confusing, and they don't want to step on my toes because then the pros that win at some of these Philadelphia and Pennsylvania and Florida, California NABBA shows would expect to be able to compete in them because they're going to see NABBA Pro and not understand that, you know, the NABBA USA Natural Chi-Town Showdown is 100% drug tested. But we're still working on it. But, you know, we're still working on them. There's going to be a new president next year. Bob Gruskin is retiring. He's 90-some years old. He's done a great job so far bringing NABBA to the United States. And it's just, you know, the sky's the limit. You know, I don't see why they won't let us. For, you know, this year is out of the question, but maybe next year. And I'm not trying to step on anybody's toes with that. I just, what do we do? What can we do to make the show better? You know, we just want to keep making it better and better. And I see, you know, I look around, I watch what other promoters are doing too. You know, if they got a great idea, boom, I'm at it. Let's add it. Let's do what they're doing because it's a great idea. I'm not going to hit on anybody. Anybody that comes up with a great idea, boom, let's do it. That's what we started off with. That's what the Chi-Town showed on. That's why we hit the stage, was to change the game. You know what I mean? And it's changing. And then we love seeing that. So now guys are coming up with even better ideas, and we're adding them. So, you know, I don't look at it like I'm stealing anybody's ideas. I don't look at it like anybody's stealing my ideas. I'm looking at we're doing what we got to do to set a better stage for the natural elite, for the natural bodybuilders, you know. And
man, I mean, that gives me goosebumps.
Everybody sees it. Everybody sees what's going on right now in the non-natural side. You know, these guys are coming in looking like they're pregnant, or, you know, I mean, I could go on and on with what some of them look like, not all of them. And, you know, it's the game's got to change. I got somebody call me last week and said, hey, are you going to have a classic physique? And I said, look, I said, when it comes to natural bodybuilding, I said, classic physique is a bodybuilder, is what the beta bodybuilder is supposed to look like. You know, anything. So, no, I'm not having classic, or not classic, yeah, is that what they're calling the new division? Classic?
Yeah,
division?
Yeah, that's what they call it.
No, so I have men's fit, which is men's physique, you know, and novice bodybuilding, open bodybuilding. We have a novice bikini, open bikini, Masters Bikini, Miss Figure, Masters, Teenagers, and Couples. But hopefully, 2017 we'll have a pro lineup. Who knows? We might start with the bodybuilding or bikini or figure or maybe all three. The sky's the limit with that too. We got the high school for the whole day. Why not?
Breaking news.
There you go.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
But Joe, I don't want the show to end before you get a chance to give the website, the show, the date. So give all that information, please.
Well, the show is May 21st, 2016. It will be at the Bolingbrook High School. The address is 345 Raider Way, located in Bolingbrook, Illinois. And don't forget to get your entries in. It's going to be a great show. I can't wait to see everybody. I look forward to meeting new people and seeing new faces and old faces and having you back there, Kalen, doing your competing and your got to give you some credit too, Kalen, because you do a great job. You always show up to compete in you compete in the Masters, you compete in the Open, and you do the interviews backstage all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you have people helping you, but, there's just so many people that do such a great job with all this, just show up and just donate their time and everything gets done for the show, and every penny gets put back into the show to try to make it better and bigger. And, I can't throw a shout out to my sister, Kimmy Arnone, either. She's one of a kind. Anyone listening to the show knows Kimmy. We all love her to death. I love her to death. She's great.
Yes.
She's given us some good ideas. The Chi-Town Showdown, she's given a lot of help. And my sisters, my brothers, I just can't thank you. I can't thank everybody enough. We'll see what this year brings. And it's going to be bigger and better, and it's just going to keep getting bigger and better. No matter what. It has no choice but to keep getting bigger and better.
Yes. And I got to give big, mad prop shout out to Heather, because she has to put up with all this insanity. And I mean, we're running like mad bandicoots all over the place, and she's just been so patient with us and dealing with us so well. So, I'm really loving it, man, and I'm loving what you did, and I'm loving what you're doing, and I'm loving what you're seeing in the future, man. You're just a great guy, and I love the format you brought. You held to it and basically said, everybody's going to have to match you, and that's impressive.
Match us. They got to match us, what we're doing.
That's right.
Well,
Joe, thanks again, man. Thanks again for being on the show. Awesome job, man.
Hey, Kalen, keep in mind, we're doing all this.
Yeah.
We're doing all this, but I got three kids and a 90-pound bulldog. You know what I mean? So,
there you go.
We're juggling around, too, along with this, though. But, hey, thanks for everything, Desiree. It was a pleasure to talk on the phone with you guys. Thanks for inviting me to the show. I can't wait to be on it again. Like I said, we got to get Kimmy Arnone, and there's a lot of people. We got to try to get a nice group and just have another kick butt time.
No, I think it would be a good show to get I think it would be a good show to get me, you, Faye, and you just basically flex. Everybody that had that little dream that, the Chicago region could be better. And that would be a good sit down, but I'd like to do that in a Midwest Muscle format where we can just, everybody can meet the people that really had the passion that that basically helps create times like that. Because, those are special times. It takes special people to do it.
Oh, heck
yeah.
All
right,
man. Rich Feliciano, John Parrish. We got everybody. We got everybody up to 5-star. We'll do it big.
There you go. And I know Brian McCabe, we'll get him down there.
Yes. Now you're talking. Yep, Leaf, Brian. Shoot. Maybe even get Mike Newman down there. We'll have a little debate.
There you go. All right.
Well,
Des, I know you want to close it out. This is your show.
No, it's actually not my show. It's your guys' show, but it is all good. And with all the excitement, I might just have to come down and run the camera just so I can be a part of it all. So
yeah, we got
to
set it up.
That'll
be nice. That'll be fun.
Well, now that you guys have put it out there, it's going to happen. So we'll have to keep our eyes open for when that does come into play. So, Joe, it has been a pleasure. I would love to have you and all of your family back on P4P Real Talk, in addition to the family reunion that you guys were just talking about. But in the meantime, stay great, keep working hard, and we will definitely be keeping our eye on your show.
Okay, thank you very much. And I will talk to you guys.
All right, thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Love you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Wow, a lot of excitement, a lot of passion. I am definitely looking forward to the Chi-Down Showdown in 2016. So that will be awesome. I know real quick before we end tonight, Kaylin, we were going to you, I say we meaning you, wanted to give a shout-out about a P4P product this evening.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I sure do, because, you know, everybody's, we're always talking about how good P4P is, but sometimes we forget to say what makes it so good. And so basically it goes from being the truth to a sales pitch. And I don't ever want to be a person that's a salesman. I always just want to be somebody that can speak well about something that they do. So tonight we're going to be covering the branched chain amino acids, and that would be the BCAAs.
Yes.
And for some reason, well, where is that stuff? I know I saved it because I wanted to make sure I wasn't talking out the side of my neck. I wanted to make sure that we're actually talking about stuff that's legit. Well, you know what happened. There's 100 times
yep.
that things come out, but we don't actually talk about the stuff that we should. And I'm just not seeing this stuff. Where is it? Where is it?
So
Dad,
while Kaylin is looking for his information, so the BCAA that the P4P puts out is called Chain Reaction. And I'm pretty sure most of you out there are familiar with what BCAA is, but basically this product is designed to help athletes of all levels. You don't just have to be a bodybuilder, but, you know, high school athletes, professional competitors. And it basically helps block muscle fatigue, giving you that little extra boost you need to prolong the endurance in your workouts while fueling your muscles at the same time. So this allows for the muscle proteins to be spared or saved so that they can be put into use during post-exercise recovery. And I know that the P4P has some great flavors. They have
the one I like most is the cotton candy.
I was going to say cotton candy and fruit punch.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to learn more about that, be sure to check it out at p4pmuscle.com, and they have all of the details. They have the breakout of the ingredients so you can see exactly what's in it, all natural, high quality. So, again, not trying to be a salesperson, but it is a good product. We both use it, and I can attest that it does do what it is supposed to do. So if you're looking out there to try something new, check out p4pmuscle.com and see if that might not be a product for you.
Well, there you go. Wonderfully done.
So,
thanks for saving my butt.
Well, after I put you on the spot without making sure that you had your notes, it's the least that I could do. But with that being said, on behalf of myself, Kayla, and P4P Muscle, we thank you guys for joining us tonight. And if your body is a temple, let's build it.